Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian, and my co-host today is Matt Harrison, Explosive Output on Twitter. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Charge.
This is a very dynasty and empire-oriented podcast this week on Fantasy Football Weekly. And now, for those that don't know, I don't want anybody freaking out over Empire Leagues. A lot of our listeners don't know what Empire Leagues are. Give people the quick rundown on Empire Leagues and why it runs in tandem with Dynasty.
I mean, an Empire League is a Dynasty League. It's just got a couple of special little tricks that's up its sleeve. The Empire League, when you win in any given year, you cannot make trades the following year. Because if you win in that subsequent year, 2 years in a row, you win the Empire Dynasty rolling pot, yes, where each year we put about half of the pot aside for the Empire pot. I think we're in one that...
We're in the oldest. We're in the original Empire.
Yeah,
League.
I think we're in year seven. Our Empire pot has, I believe, $9,000 in it right now.
Pretty good.
And it's a $150 entry into that league. Yeah. So we're each contributing $75 of our entry fee to this Empire pot every year. So we're $9,000 in.
Yeah.
And I think it's Christian Peterson who won it last year. If so CP now, wins this year.
Yeah, the whole thing's over. He wins the pot.
He wins the $9,000.
He wins the $9,000. He wins that year's payout and the league ends.
And the league ends.
I love the fact that it's a format in which a league ends. That's the Empire League, but it's still a dynasty league. And so all the stuff that we're talking about really works for both here. And we're going to focus our attention on contract year running backs. I think next week we'll do the contract year pass catchers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to look at the players that are in the contract year and whether or not, and we're just going to look really ahead a year.
Sure.
And, you know, whether or not we think they're going to stay put, what their value is.
After the 2020 season.
Is it going to go down after this year for those people that are already starting to think about 2021?
Yeah.
In the league in which you're describing, I had been a good, not great team for many years, and I just bottomed out last year.
You did.
Sold all my assets, and I know you're in the same spot. You and I are in just total rebuilding mode in that league, and so, you know, a lot of my attention is on 2021.
And it might be my year in that league because I have three picks in the top six, so I'm feeling like I can maybe make a jump this year.
Yeah, I think you probably can.
But to frame this conversation, I want to start by saying that in 2021, I've got about 15 teams in the NFL that could be looking for a running back next year.
Mm.
And I got about 10 really solid running backs who are set to hit free agency this year.
So the runners may have some power here.
There may be a few landing spots for these guys. But I also wanted to mention, as we frame this conversation, there's currently only 5 running backs in the NFL that make more than $10 million per year.
And a lot of those teams regret those deals. I mean, you know, look at David Johnson getting shipped off.
That's one. There's two that I think are really regretting these.
Yeah,
David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell's the other regret for sure. Ezekiel Elliott is in that mix.
Christian McCaffrey,
who
just recently signed, and Derrick Henry, who will be in this conversation, who's on a franchise tag.
Yeah,
there's another five running backs, and there's only five that make between $6 million and $9 million per season. Mm. And this list is super interesting. Another guy who's going to be in this conversation later, Kenyon Drake, making 8.4. He's the sixth highest paid running back in the league right now.
Wow.
Melvin Gordon at $8 million. Saquon Barkley on his rookie deal at 7.8. Leonard Fournette at 6.8. And Austin Eckler at 6.1.
Wow.
So there's a lot of talent that's sitting on a rookie deal right now, and we're going to dive into those guys pretty quickly here.
All right, let's begin with Dalvin Cook. He was running back three last year in points per game. He missed a couple of games at the end of the year. Has never played a full season, and I think in the esteem of many, he wore down at the end of we mentioned wore down. I think very good player, but I think there's a lot of question about whether or not he will remain a Viking. Vikings are in okay shape against the cap next year.
Well, I got that. They have $29 million in estimated cap space in the 2021 season. That's 23rd in the league, so they're on the lower end. The current backups under contract is really Alexander Mattison. He's the only guy. He's signed through 2022 for under $1 million each season. So by all accounts, the Vikings love Dalvin, and I think that we've heard that from them a lot. However, he has been injured in every season in his pro career. And he might be due the most money out of all of these guys. So the Vikings may be in a weird spot too. It might be a year next year where they're like, is it time to kind of rebuild and reload and reset this roster? So in my mind, Dalvin's not in a particularly good buy low or sell high moment, but Alexander Mattison is in an excellent spot to buy right before he may become the lead dog in this offense.
Alexander Mattison will cost you almost nothing right now.
Correct.
And in some dynasty leagues, he may be even available
right now.
So he costs you nothing, and you've got a 30% chance that he inherits the starting job next year?
I think it's closer to 50-50. Mm. I mean, they're going to have to sign Dalvin to more than $10 million a year, make him a top five paid running back in the league to keep him. And they have a lot of guys that they had to jettison off this year. I think it's going to be really difficult for the Vikings to pallet signing Dalvin Cook to that big deal. So Alexander Mattison is another guy that they really like. And I think there's a good shot that he could be the lead dog there next year.
And stylistically similar to Dalvin Cook, so they don't have to upend their offensive scheme.
Exactly.
To end up helping him, which is a factor as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Alvin Kamara next. He was running back 15 in points per game last year and had an abnormally bad year, as most people remember. Until week 16, he had scored in one game last year. One game until week 16, and then he exploded in 16 and 17. Saints, what's I think fascinating about Alvin Kamara, Matt, Saints are totally cash strapped. Next season,
they're in cap hell.
They are $34 million over the cap. Right now.
The one that I just saw said $36 million over the cap next year. Guess whose contract is exactly $36 million next season?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Okay.
So if Drew Brees decides to stay one more year, they have to pay him the $36 million.
Mm-hmm.
If he decides to leave, it's a dead cap hit of $22 million.
Ooh.
So they would be still $22 million in the hole and in need of a quarterback because Jameis Winston's only signed for a one-year deal.
Right.
So they would have to find a quarterback and somehow figure out a way to re-sign Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara is not a Saint next year.
I think you're right.
So the only backup there is Latavius Murray. He signed through the 2022 season for around $3 million per year.
So,
however,
yes,
his dead cap after this season is only 1.7. So he could be there's a really good chance that he's a cap casualty after this year as well. I think the Saints are looking at a completely new backfield in 2021.
So if you're not recommending that we double down on Latavius Murray as a possible starter next year, and we agree that Alvin Kamara is going to be gone, that would mean that they're going to hit The draft.
They're going to hit the
for
draft.
A running back
and
next
there's,
year.
There's five or six like blue chip-ish running backs that are coming out next year. And I'll probably talk about them a little bit at the end of the show.
So what do we do about Alvin Kamara? If you're a Kamara owner right now, are you unloading him now, figuring that wherever he goes next probably won't be as good as of an offense as what he's enjoyed to this point?
True.
Or are you holding and just saying, you know what, I'm going to enjoy Alvin Kamara for this year? Are you going to go try to acquire him? What's your recommendation?
It's so tough. I think I'm probably in sell mode on Alvin right now, just because the uncertainty is the thing that is terrible. Mm-hmm. If Tampa, for instance, doesn't have a guy step up, if Keyshawn Vaughn or Ronald Jones don't step up and Tom Brady's rolling one more year,
yeah,
Tampa's got a lot of cap space next year, and Tampa could be like the team that's just like, you know what? We're going to go get Alvin Kamara.
Right.
I'm like, whoa. Yeah. All of a sudden, that would be just absolutely crazy. So,
alternately, he goes to Jacksonville.
That's true.
He replaces Leonard Fournette and dies a miserable death.
I have a list of the teams that might be in search of a running back next year. We can go over that at the end of the show too. Right. But
overall, you're saying
I think it's probably a sell high moment. I don't think he's going to dip that much, but I think the value is at a peak right now, and I think that you could sell him and maybe try to acquire him back for a little bit less in the future.
That's Alvin Kamara. Let's go to Joe Mixon. He was running back 16 in points per game. Mm-hmm. Coming off a tough season with all the bad quarterbacking that they had and the changes at quarterback, terrible offensive line play. And the offensive line, by the way, still not great. But Bengals are $80 million under the cap for 2021.
They have the fifth most cap space.
So they clearly can sign him if they want to. And there's no apparent heir apparent on the roster in Cincinnati. So what are your thoughts on Joe Mixon and what should dynasty owners do with him?
I think he's going to probably hold out through this camp for a contract extension. I think he's going to try to go the route of
Melvin Gordon had a blow up in his face.
Didn't really work out. And since he's kind of a weird organization and they
played hardball with Carson Palmer.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting spot. They obviously have the money to pay him, and Mixon could be a guy who holds out. I don't think that they want to put their brand new number one overall pick rookie quarterback in a weird spot where he doesn't have a good running back in the backfield too. So I could see them getting a deal done with Joe Mixon before the season starts.
I think you're right.
This might be something that just doesn't even matter. But I think if anybody in your league owns Mixon and is scared in the slightest that he might hold out, or he might not start the season, I think that this is an opportune time to try to buy him, because I like that offense this year.
I like it better next year.
A little bit more. I'm going to like it better next year. And even if Mixon does leave Cincy, he's probably going to end up in a spot that's comparable or maybe better.
Yeah, it's not hard to get a lot better than where Cincinnati is. Mixon was decent last year with all the problems that they had. You figure Joe Burrow this year will be even better next year. Now he's going to potentially lose a bunch of his receivers. T. Higgins will be there. Mm-hmm. But A.J. Green, last year his deal. John Ross, last year his deal. Tyler Boyd, last year of his deal.
No, Tyler Boyd's under contract.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Sorry. You know, we made that mistake, I think, a couple episodes ago, which is why it was still
in my
mind.
That's why I remember.
All right. So, I think it makes sense to assume that a good passing game will only help Joe Mixon. I like your buy low angle on Joe Mixon. Let's go to Derrick Henry. We've alluded to him earlier. Last year, he was running back 2 in points per game for non-PPR. He was running back 5 even in PPR, despite the fact they only caught like 20 passes all year. Obviously, coming off a monster year of 18 total touchdowns, franchise tagged this year. What do you think about Derrick Henry going forward as you look into the crystal ball? And I don't know that you can... Yeah. There's no buy low on Derrick Henry right now.
No,
I think
it's a hold on Derrick Henry, but... I seem to think that the Titans can play this the right way. They have cap space. They have $43 million in cap space next year. That's right about the middle of the league. They're paying him $10.2 million this year. If they franchise him again next year, it would go up a little bit. And if they franchise him again the following year,
then it like doubles.
Yeah,
so that's not going to happen.
It goes up quite a bit. But they can play this out and go a year-to-year deal, paying him good money that he's not going to turn away, because it's going to be tough for him to get a long-term deal.
Yeah.
It's just tough for any of these running backs to get a long-term deal. But he's the fifth highest paid running back in the league right now. I don't know why he wouldn't just continue to play under the franchise tag.
Well, they want the security and the guaranteed money. Yeah. They all do. Nobody wants the franchise tag because you don't get a signing bonus that's based on you playing 5 years.
Sure. So the other option here is Darrington Evans, who is a third-round pick from Appalachian State. He's on his rookie deal through 2023. The only other running backs who will be on roster next year are three guys I'd never heard of, Dalen Dawkins, Sean Wilson, and Cameron Scarlett.
Wow.
I don't know who any of those guys are, but they're under contract through 2021. So I think Darrington Evans, if you want a real deep speculative ad, maybe Derrick Henry gets hurt this year and they go, you know what? We're not going to re-sign him and we're going to let him hit the pavement. Darrington Evans, I think, is the only guy on that roster that you could pick up and maybe have as a possible replacement.
Paul Charchian and Matt Harrison with you. We're talking about contract year runners. These are the guys in the final years of their deal, running backs, and the fantasy landscape for 2020 and beyond for each one of these. We'll take a break. When we come back, Aaron Jones and several other notable running backs that will be free agents, we'll break those down in just a moment.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchi and Matt Harrison with you. We encourage you to follow Matt at Explosive Output on Twitter.
Nobody can spell Matt with one T.
Well, there's that too. Yeah. I am at Paul Charchian. And your Empire Dynasty League cheat sheet is available via your Twitter account as well.
Yeah, it's the pinned post on my Twitter page right now, and it's a trade value chart. So I actually give a trade value to every player. Yeah,
a numbered
value. Yes. So you can go ahead and see, hey, Christian McCaffrey is 1,300 in value. Mm-hmm. Who could I trade him for?
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey at 1,300 will cost me a Mark Andrews and a Kenyon Drake. As one example.
Oh, man. I don't think I'd do that.
For which side?
On the McCaffrey side. I think I got to bump McCaffrey up a few points.
See, I would want to be on the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, there we go.
That's right. Yeah.
We should probably make this deal.
If you can give me Mark Andrews as arguably one of the three best young tight ends in the league, and Kenyon Drake, who looks like he's going to be a functional running back for several years, now I'm interested.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what the trade value chart's all about.
Yes. Giving you some guidance on that. All right. Let's return to the running backs under contract the last year of their contract this year. Aaron Jones, in the last year of his deal for Green Bay, he was running back 4 in points per game last year in PPR leagues. Packers are $40 million under the cap next year, which puts them somewhere in the ballpark of like the 22nd or 23rd.
I have them exactly at 22nd.
22nd-ish team. Now, unlike some of the other guys we've talked about, there are real threats on that Packer roster, Matt.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon, who's the second round pick, I don't think he supplants Aaron Jones as the guy who carries the ball the most times. He's not going to be a bell cow or anything like that. But he may supplant him near the goal line because A.J. Dillon's just a big dude.
He's built for it.
And that's the thing that worries me about Aaron Jones right now.
Well, that could be this year, yeah.
Because that could be this year.
Yeah.
So I think his value is at a peak.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it this way. So what if they start handing the ball to A.J. Dillon at the goal line and his numbers dip quite a bit? Maybe
Aaron Jones' numbers dip quite a bit.
Maybe the Packers are doing this in a way to lessen his number and try to keep him.
Aaron Jones' leverage?
Yeah. So, hey, you weren't really as good last year, and we got this other guy. So you can sign a team-friendly deal for $6 million and continue to play here. But, yeah, it's a tough one. I think he's at peak value right now. So I think I'm selling on Aaron Jones if I'm owning him right now.
Yeah.
And I'm probably buying shares of A.J. Dillon just in case next year Aaron Jones out of his contract and Jamal Williams is leaving his contract too. So
I'll be contrarian a little on this. Okay. Here's why I think Aaron Jones is more interesting to me next year than he is this year. This year, so he's got the crowded backfield this year. Packers, both of the previous head coaching and the current head coaching, never seem to use him as the workhorse back that we think he deserves to be because he's so good. And because of that, he's light mileage. He really hasn't had that much abuse for this stage of his career. And he could go someplace where he's the workhorse back, where he's the number one. And
we would have to have him go someplace to do that too. So.
Yeah. And I think there's a decent chance that that happens. I think, you know, the reason you blow a second rounder for the Packers this year is because you think that guy's going to be a starter next year.
What did they do with their first round pick again?
They went with a quarterback. Yep.
Traded up for one.
Yeah. That's a baffling move. Okay. So there's Aaron Jones. I think you're right that his value is it's really high right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of threats on that roster, and I understand why this might be an opportunity to sell. But man, I think I'm going to like him more in 2021 than 2020.
It's possible.
Let's go to Kenyon Drake. He got the transition tag this year that ended up paying him quite well. He was running back 18 in PPR last year, but it's kind of a goofy running back 18 because he was active for a lot of games, but wasn't a big part of a lot of games game script until really the middle latter, like third of the year. And
almost all of his totally fantasy points came in three games.
Yeah. That's a concern.
Yeah. Current backups. There's two who are going to be under contract in 2021. Chase Edmonds, who I think is a guy that a lot of people like. Yeah. He's under contract through 2021. He's only making $860,000 next year. And Eno Benjamin, who is a seventh round pick, who people really seem to like going into the draft.
Yeah.
Yet he fell to the seventh round. He'll be on his rookie deal that could last through 2023. The Cardinals do have $58 million in estimated cap space next year. That's the 10th most in the league.
Yeah.
So they certainly could pay Kenyon Drake if they wanted to.
They could franchise him too.
But they might have some holes. That they
take a lot of holes in Arizona,
especially
on the defense,
the whole defense. So if they want to be a real contender in this league, and especially in probably the toughest division in football, the NFC West, they're going to have to fill those holes in different ways. And I think Kenyon Drake could be a cap casualty next year.
I wouldn't be surprised. Let's go to Todd Gurley, who's now in Atlanta. He was running back 13 in PP in points per game in PPR leagues. Falcons. I don't have Falcons cap number for next year, but I think it's not great. What is it?
They're in a bad spot.
Oh, no, they're at the cap. They're like they're almost dead on the cap.
They're negative $2.9 million in cap space next year. That's the third worst number.
Right,
Gurley's only on a one-year 5.5 contract they signed in March. The backups there right now are
nobody.
Ito Smith, who's Brian under contract through 2021. And Kadri Allison. Yeah. Brian Hill's not under contract next year.
Oh, okay.
So he's under this year, but not next year.
All right.
So both of those guys are making about $1 million per season. So
there's no answer. There's no heir apparent on the Falcons roster.
Nope, not at all. And they could be definitely a team who's looking at a rookie coming in with a high draft pick next year.
So, you know, medical issues are really thorny for fantasy owners because we just can't know. And a lot of times the players don't know and the teams don't know. I mean, if the Rams, who knew everything they could possibly know about his knee and still gave him a fat contract and still played him through last year and everything else, it's, you know, if they didn't get it right, fantasy owners shouldn't feel bad if they get it right or wrong. As you look at what Todd Gurley's value is right now, is this a buy low opportunity for his fantasy owners? If you think that he's going to continue to be
fantasy viable for several years and maybe on a what's generally been a good offense for the Falcons.
And you said he was the 13th ranked running back in PPR
13th league? Last year. Okay. And we all hated his usage and everything else. But at the end of the day, he ended up getting
there. If you think that he can go another 3-4 years at being a middle of the road running back, like a high end RB2, I think it's a buy low moment. I think people are probably sick of him. His value dipped a ton. So I think that it is a buy low moment, and you could have a running back who's a safe running back, a respectable running back, and even though he might not be on Atlanta next year, he could probably find a good spot somewhere.
If he's not in Atlanta next year, something's gone wrong, probably, in my opinion. Or
they can't afford him.
Well, there's that. Yeah, great point. Because they're already at the wrong side of the cap right now. They might not be able to afford him. Good point. So I think Gurley, you got to have stones, but you might not. Gurley's price might be so low right now, even if he's never going to be a 22 touch a game guy.
He never will be.
He could be every goal line situation for whatever team he's on, and
he's
he could still
that.
Be 15 carries and 4 receptions in a typical game, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, you'd take that. Especially with a lot of backfields going to the Niners-style split backfield now.
Correct. Let's talk about a couple other of the running backs that are entering free agency after this year.
That are at least notable.
Yeah, the notables.
Yep.
Kareem Hunt's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he leaves or not. I thought the way they used him last year was very good. It'll be different this year with Pat Shurmur there. Not Pat Shurmur, excuse me. I got my Vikings, my former Vikings offensive coordinator.
Pat Shurmur was there at one point.
Kevin Stefanski, he was actually, yes. You go back 7-8 years. Kareem Hunt there with Kevin Stefanski, the usage will probably be a little bit different, but part of that 1-2 punch, if things continue to work out for him there, he might be affordable and they might keep him. I don't have a real good sense on this one.
How about this? What if he's a buy low just for this season? Because maybe the Browns are looking at him going, let's run him
into the ground.
Run him into the ground this year.
We'll use Nick Chubb next year.
You got Nick Chubb next year.
Get this. I just did my first real draft of this year for the Fantasy Index magazine.
Sure.
And we're not supposed to disclose our whole roster, but I will tell you that I had Kareem Hunt, who, by the way, running back from the time he came back last year, second half of the season, he was running back 14.
Mm-hmm.
I got him as the 32nd running back off the board.
That's great value right there.
That is great value.
You did a do the opposite draft, didn't you?
Well, I had pick one. I had the first pick overall.
Okay,
because
so you got
McCaffrey. Because I was the champion.
Or...
Hold on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Oh, you got to turn the volume up on the peacock. There he is.
There's the peacock. Thank you. Let's get because I wanted I could pick any slot. I picked 101. Now, normally I go and I gave a lot of thought to going Michael Thomas there.
Mm-hmm.
In part just to prove that you could do it. It's so contrarian, but then I almost went Saquon Barkley again just to sort of say you can do it, because I think Saquon Barkley is I think he's the best running back in the league.
Okay.
Just on talent, I think Saquon Barkley is the best running back. So I almost took him for that reason. But at the end of the day, I just went, you know what? The noodle-armed Teddy Bridgewater is such a good compliment.
Dink and dunk.
Dink and dunk to death. So I ended up, I try so hard not to just replay last year.
Yep.
So anyway, I took Christian McCaffrey.
But you got Hunt later in the draft.
But then I didn't take another running back until Kareem Hunt.
So it's round, a modified round six. Do the opposite.
That's right. It was a modified do the opposite. Anyway, so Kareem Hunt, what are your thoughts on buying low or selling high? Don't know if he's going to stay or not, but I believe that there's a good chance that he does end up staying, because I'm not sure there'll be a big market for him.
I really think he's a buy low because I think that they could run him into the ground this year, and I think that they could let him go. And he could walk into a new situation next year. And at worst, he's staying in Cleveland. And at best, he's probably walking into an RB1 situation.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a lot of different teams that I'm going to go through in a minute.
Yeah.
There's some teams that are really interesting that might be looking for a running back next year. And Kareem Hunt could probably fit that bill nicely.
Nobody loves Chris Carson. And I saw when I took Kareem Hunt in round six, I think I went. Carson went a couple of picks before me, but yep. Chris Carson's lasting like the fifth round of drafts. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
He was roughly a top 10 fantasy running back last year, and he's into his last year. They've got DJ Dallas and Rashad Penny. I'm just not seeing those guys.
So Seattle has $63 million in cap space next year.
That's good.
The seventh most in the league.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Dallas, as you said, was a fourth-round pick. He'll be on a rookie deal through 2023. And Rashad Penny, who was a first-rounder in 2018, could end up getting a fifth-year option.
No way.
Which could,
no
could
chance
put
they
him,
give him that fifth option.
He's still got 2021. If they give him the fifth-year option, he's got 2022.
Right.
So
I don't think they will.
Penny's there, though.
Yes.
And DJ Dallas is there. I think that they let Chris Carson, who had a hip injury late in the season, mm-hmm. and if he gets dinged up again this year, I think he just becomes one of those guys who kind of ends up on the Jets, because that's where all these running backs end up for a year. Like, it just ends up on the Jets for a year and, you know, has some fantasy value. But I don't think it's a buy moment on Chris Carson.
James Conner is in the last year of his deal, mm-hmm. and that's another team that doesn't have an obvious workhorse to take his place. I mean, they struggled trying to fill that role last year when James mm-hmm. Conner was constantly hurt.
So get this. They've been struggling to fill that role for years. In 2017, they picked James Conner in the third round. In 2018, they picked Jalen Samuels in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. In 2019, they picked Benny Snell in the fourth round.
Didn't work out.
In 2020, they picked Anthony McFarland in the fourth round. So they have a lot of guys.
Yeah, they've put some real draft equity against that position, but they haven't gotten production outside of...
I mean, James Conner has been good-ish.
Well, when healthy, he's been pretty good. Yeah. It's just he's rarely healthy. And now you can't look at what's happened with James Conner and feel like... You dare give him more than 12 carries in a game.
So what would you do if James Conner was on the trade block in one of your leagues?
No chance between the injuries and the fact that, again, the team can't give him more than a handful of carries a game. No way do I want to invest a roster spot, let alone give up equity for him.
I think we'll discuss
I'd rather
this.
Go get Anthony McFarland. We don't know if Anthony McFarland's any good yet, but I think he's at least okay, and I think he's got a better chance to turn into a workhorse than any of the other guys on roster.
So Pittsburgh might be one of those teams that are on the do not touch list this year, and maybe for Dynasty for a little while, because we don't know if Ben Roethlisberger stays after this year.
It's a real problem.
Juju Smith-Schuster's contract is kind of coming up here.
Yep.
We don't know who's going to be running the offense in that town time soon. So there's going to be a lot of different names going out. It's going to be pretty weird.
It is going to be weird. Let's talk about teams that need runners.
Yeah.
You've identified many teams, 15 teams that next year could be in the market for a new running back.
Let's start off. I went through divisions. AFC East, I got Jordan Howard in Miami. Mm-hmm. He could be a guy who's easily replaceable.
For sure.
New England.
They're in the market now.
Yeah. New England could move on from Sony and James White soon.
Yeah, I agree.
The Jets, if they move on from Le'Veon Bell and his contract.
I'm almost certain they will at the end of this year.
Yeah. In the AFC North, Cincinnati, if Joe Mixon ends up leaving after this year.
We both think he's going to stay.
I think he's going to stay, but that would fill one of the spots, obviously. And then Pittsburgh, that we just talked about a little bit. AFC South, Jacksonville, if they move on from Leonard Fournette, and they've been all shopping
accounts,
him
yeah,
pretty
all
heavily.
All accounts they're going to, yes.
Tennessee, if Derrick Henry's not the guy. So there's another one. Moving over to the NFC. How about the Washington professional football team if no one emerges from that crowded running back depth chart?
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, it's, you know, if Darius Geis does not put it all together here, they could cut him. Adrian Peterson gone. They may be looking for help in Washington.
They have like I'm six guys on that depth chart right now at the running back position.
When you look ahead, I don't think there's that many guys that fill the bill though as a workhorse style back. They've got Antonio Gibson, who's a new Chris Thompson.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've got another workhorse.
It could be one of those teams that's in the market for Dalvin or Aaron Jones if they hit the market.
Correct.
Green Bay, if they move on from Aaron Jones, I think
they have AJ Dillon and Jamal Williams built in.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
If they don't fully trust Alexander Mattison or they want to have a second running back. Atlanta, Todd Gurley in his last year. New Orleans, Alvin Kamara. Tampa, if no one emerges.
Yeah.
I think that they would be a super interesting spot.
Everybody thinks Keyshawn Vaughn. All the fantasy guys think Keyshawn Vaughn's
money in the bank.
Money in the bank. I'm not. I just think the opportunity is perfect, and that's so much of fantasy football, is the opportunity, and I love his opportunity. When I look at his talent, and when I look at Keyshawn Vaughn's tape from his collegiate career, I'm like, he's just a guy. I hope I'm wrong. Final two.
Okay. Arizona, if they move on from Kenyon Drake, but I think they got two guys there that they could split the workload with. And then finally, this was the one that I think is interesting. San Francisco. Raheem Mostert is sneaky old.
He was well documented during the Super Bowl. Yeah. This is like his eighth team.
Yeah. And Tevin Coleman is just a guy.
He's not good. It's one of my big strong takes this year is I'm banking on Mostert because I don't think Tevin Coleman's a factor.
Jeffrey Wilson's still there, but
he's not a factor either.
And is Jerick McKinnon ever
Jerick McKinnon's
play?
Never healthy, right? So he's out. Matt Breida's on a different team.
There's an opportunity there. And who wouldn't want a lead dog running back in a Kyle Shanahan offense? Just think if Kareem Hunt. Yeah. Ends up in San Francisco next year. And you could buy Kareem Hunt for pennies on the dollar right now.
Yeah.
Maybe get a great season out of him in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And maybe he could turn it into, hey, maybe he's in San Francisco next year.
You know, I think out of all the things we've talked about, my biggest takeaway is I love Kareem Hunt's talent. And I think you've gotten me pretty energized to go try to find a way to get Kareem Hunt right now.
And then draft eligible players I'll mention in 2021. These are kind of the guys who have already been mocked in the top three rounds.
Okay.
So that's Travis Etienne from Clemson.
Oh, he's going to go early.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Chuba Hubbard, which is a fun name.
That is.
Out of Oklahoma State. Najee Harris out of Alabama. Kennedy Brooks out of Oklahoma. And Kylan Hill out of Mississippi State. Those are kind of the top five guys that should be going high in the draft next year. And we had 10 guys on the free agent market. We had 5 rookie eligible guys.
Yeah.
And we have 15 open teams. That math works out.
Yeah, perfectly. great job on this as we break down all the contract runners, Matt. Next week, we are going to look at the pass catchers, that'll be wide receivers and tight ends, in their contract years. We do similar speculation for 2021 and beyond. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Fantasy Football Weekly.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan.
Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.